Hare Krishna. Don't give guidance alone, give confidence too. Normally, when somebody comes to us with some problems, we often give them guidance. We tell them, okay, you should do this, you should not do this. And in that way, we feel that we are helping that person. Yes, certainly, guidance is important. People need to know what is the right way to go and what is the wrong way to avoid. But along with that, many times, especially when people are having problems in terms of not being able to do certain things, then what they also need is confidence. Confidence that they can do it. And we will fail in our duty if we give guidance alone and don't give confidence. That we have to give them hope, give them the reassurance that they can do it. So for example, in the Bhagavad Gita we see that in the 6th chapter Krishna tells Arjuna about how to practice Ashtanga Yoga and to control the mind and thereby attain perfection. And at that, after hearing it from 6.1 to 6.32, Arjuna asks questions from 6.33 and 34 saying that the mind is, I don't think this is practical. Because the mind is extremely restless, it's like a raging wind and I can't control it. So, at that time, what does Krishna reply? Krishna offers this combination of guidance and confidence. So, in 6.35, he states, Asamshayam Mahabaho Manotur Nigraham Chalam Abhyasena Tu Kaunteya Vairagyena Cha Gruhyate. So he states, Asamshayam Mahabaho Asamshaya. Arjuna said in the previous verse that mind is very difficult to control. Krishna says over here, Asamshayam. Yes, there's no doubt, Arjuna. Asamshayam Mahabaho Manodur Nigraham Chalam. The mind is very difficult to control. Durnigraha, it's extremely difficult to control. And no, there's no doubt about it. So, here Krishna acknowledges to Arjuna that yes, the task that you are having is difficult. He expresses sympathy, expresses empathy. And sympathy means, you know, that we are at a higher position and we feel a little pain because somebody is at lower position is suffering. But empathy means we come down to that level, the level of that person, and we experience it from that person's perspective. So Krishna is telling, yes, I know Arjuna, you will find it difficult to control. But, then he says, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya, Vairagyena cha Gruhyate, Gruhyate. It's possible to control it. It's very difficult, I know. There's no doubt that it's difficult to control, but it's possible. So, he says, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya, by diligent practice, Vairagya, by renunciation. So, keep trying to control the mind and be detached from those things that will agitate the mind and be detached from the expectation of overnight change in the mind. Just keep practicing diligently. And in that way, you will control the mind. Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagyena cha Gruhyate. So Krishna offers here, he's offering guidance and saying that what are the things, you have to do two things. Do the thing which will make the mind focused on the right object and thereby bring it under control. And detach it from those things which will agitate the mind. But then he says, Gruhyate. Arjuna, is difficult, but it's possible. So he gives confidence also. Now that confidence is based on, it's not only for Arjuna. Yes, Arjuna was a very exalted and qualified person. And Krishna also indicates that by referring to him as Mahabaho. But what is possible, what Krishna is telling, the process he is giving is not only for Arjuna. It is for all living beings. And it is possible for all of us. So, we have certain abilities and there are certain activities which we may be able to do with our abilities. But there are many things which we may not be able to do with our abilities. But we need to know that when it comes to following certain standards, becoming pure, raising to become a better human being, to become a better person, better devotee. So all these, God is there to help us with this. Krishna is right there in our heart and for us to overcome our anathas may be very difficult. But for Krishna, it is not difficult. Krishna can enable us to do anything and everything. And He is there with us. We on top, and we also have the capacity to accept Krishna's help because we have the nature of purity. At our core, we are souls who are pure. And by Krishna's grace, whatever coverings are there, whatever coverings have obscured our pure nature, removing them is possible for us by His grace. So, whether we are speaking to our own mind internally and we are giving guidance, along with the guidance, we have to give confidence to ourselves as well as to others. Yes, it is possible. It is possible that this is what you should do and you can do it. Because you are at your core pure, and further, you are also a part of God. You are also loved by God, and He is there to help. And therefore, by His grace, it will be possible. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadatarishasi. 18.58 Krishna says that by my grace, you will pass over all obstacles. So, in this way, when we give guidance and confidence, then people can actually apply what Krishna is saying in the Gita, what we are suggesting to them, and they can become transformed and they can benefit fully. If you just give guidance and not confidence, then they will not feel enlivened enough, hopeful enough to practice, and then they will not be able to transform themselves. But the combination of this will be transformational. Thank you. Hare Krishna.